Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
You know, especially in New York, people are honest in New York, but it's like, If you're a guy and then there's another guy walking with a really immodest woman, and if that guy is staring at the immodest woman, of course the guy that's with is going to get upset and try to be a macho man. Hey, why are you looking at my woman? Now most people would be run away. Oh, and I wasn't looking. But from New York, we don't say it with us. Why is she dressed like that? If you don't want men to be looking at her, have her put on some clothes or something.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, I feel like just telling people that, you know, if I saw a transaction like that, just going up, hey, if you don't want him looking at her, you know, have her put on some clothes, look how she's dressed and so on. But it's more now than ever before. So there seems to be a lot of questions, you know, pants. And I guess pants and makeup is the most questions, you know. And by the way, from a scriptural standpoint, and just from a principle standpoint, you know, pants, you know, in scripture, in the question that comes up is, you know, pants for women are fine under a skirt. Under a skirt. That's, you know, if you feel you need to wear pants, wear it under the skirt. So pants are fine, but I could tell you that the designers know what they're doing, and the designers know what happens, and so on, and with the way the pants are designed and so on. And a lot of women are very deceived to think that pants doesn't show off their body. And some women say, oh, these pants are loose pants, so it's different. You know, a lot of deception going on out there when it comes to these things, and some people just don't want to hear it. And then the sad thing is when people come to fellowship and stuff, and then you tell them, and then they don't want to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. And like, they get defensive, like, oh, too bad, you know, or something. Yeah. And it's like,
they don't want to come in fellowship anymore, or
yeah,
they get just offended.
Yeah. I like, you know, there's a what ministry was it somewhere where just like in Judaism and in Islam and certain other cultures around the world, when they go to congregate, the men and the women are separated. But there was a Christian.
Gino Jennings was one of
them. Oh, Gino Jennings. Yeah. Gino Jennings is a popular Christian evangelist online. But basically the men and the women are separate in his congregation. You know, and that's I like that idea a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, an issue I always had is, you know, I love to dance and I love to worship, but I always had an issue when I go to a congregation or a church where they dance either on stage or in front of everyone. You know, if you want to dance, you know, sometimes you could have that circle in the back of the room, but I want as little distractions as possible. And some of these places, we saw something the other day. We saw a lady that was singing very nice, but the dancer was completely immodest. Did I show you that? Yeah. The woman that was dancing was completely immodest. And, it's not a good example of a church that's in order or a congregation that's in order when it's like that. And you can't speak to the youth today because you look at their parents, and their parents are probably the ones they get the example from.
Yep.
And we don't see anything wrong with that or something like this. And it's really sad. And so
it's sad that they kind of find modesty more embarrassing than kind of dressing like the world. That's kind of more normalized than modesty, which is unfortunate, but I guess that's the world that they live in.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the enemy is very, very deceptive, and people don't get this. So somebody here says,
Pam.
Oh, no, this one here, somebody says, Oh, how to wear hair, how to wear, I have long hair, how to wear hair. No, I can't think of, I mean, any part, I know it's late, it's getting late. I just had to get this message out here tonight, but I can't think of anything more worshipped in today's world and made an idol out of than hair. You know, and I'm not saying you all do this, but you know, but hair, I mean, it's just women will go to beauty salons, yeah, and parlors
and color, style and all the rest.
Yeah, and they have to have their hair a certain way, and it's you know, it's not a good thing. But you know, in general, Hollywood knows this, because right before they have a love scene or something, before they break away the commercial, well, at least in the old days, they used to break away a commercial. Now they don't even break away the commercial. But the woman put her hair down. As soon as her hair came down, you knew what was going to happen. You know, today, maybe they show a bedroom door closing or something. But in those days, as soon as a woman's hair came down, they break away to commercial. And then they wake up the next day smoking a cigarette in bed or something. And, you know, so, you know, if somebody's not going to decide to cover their hair, you know, my, you know, understanding of modesty will at least be your, wear your hair up at least, yeah, if you're not going to cover it. You know, it's a very, it's an interesting subject. So, I wouldn't necessarily say you have to cut it, because, when you look at the world today, I mean,
what's a guy?
Oh, God. Okay. Most women that have cut hair today, short hair today, usually resemble something else or kind of connect with a different type of community. I'm not saying that about everyone. I'm just saying a woman's hair is her glory and so on. And, you know, and it's a wonderful thing for a husband to see. But it's also something that, you know, should be cherished and not just so freely out there, because it does create a lot of attraction. I don't know if I guess some vanity is connected to this, because you know, people, if they have a nice body, they want to show it off, right? But that shouldn't be the attitude. It shouldn't be your attitude if you're truly a believer, and it shouldn't be this be the thing you focus on. Another, somebody else I knew recently was in a picture with his wife, and this is important, because I've made mistakes, we make mistakes, but if you have old pictures on the internet that were immodest, and now you've come to a different understanding, and now you're modest,
should take them off.
Yeah, don't leave those pictures up there. Take them off, and don't be posting new old pictures, but take them off. And, you know, but I understand the temptation and the trap. I'll show you a problem I got myself into. I mean, if you watch my more recent videos for the last many years, I pretty much don't wear short sleeves and never a tank top and so on. But I also, I'm a health teacher and I'm a vegetarian, and I've been so for many years. And people don't understand. They think, oh, vegetarians are weak and they're skinny and you can't put on muscle being a vegetarian. So I fell into this trap of trying to encourage people that you can be healthy on this type of diet. And I made a mistake. I took a picture in a tank top to show off my muscles, to teach people that, you know, you can build muscle on a vegetarian diet. And later on, I realized, you know, well, I shouldn't have had a picture like that up, but I didn't remember to take them all down. And someone, oh, you're immodest and you're a hypocrite, look at you, because you're on here. And so we really do need to be careful and consider social media when something gets out there. So there's a question if men should cut their hair. And you know, a man shouldn't have the same appearance as a woman. So, you know, there's a Nazarite vow where men don't cut their hair, and they let the hair grow for a certain amount of time, depending how long it is. So men don't necessarily need to cut their hair. But I do believe that a man shouldn't have the appearance of a woman, you know, and
vice versa too.
Vice versa. But I think, and it's not meant to be in a comical way, but it's something that I think makes sense, that a man's beard should be longer than his hair. So if a man wants a short beard, he can have short hair. But if he's going to have really long hair, at least have a really long beard. So it differentiates himself between a man and a woman. And I mean, and that's for somebody looking in the front, but in the back, it's not, because they just see long hair. So it's best that a man present himself as a man. And we know, you know, people could say, well, Yeshua had long hair, so we hear, but nobody's, there's no actual true pictures of him. And he definitely looked a lot different than most people would think. So I don't even give that argument that an argument discussion. But basically, you know, we shouldn't cut our hair or our beards to mimic things that are not of Yahweh. So many men these days get goatees. And it's, again, appearance doesn't take out the intent and so on. But the reason why they did goatees in the old days was because they wanted to mimic the goat god, the gods that looked like the goat appearance, which was like a goat body with a man's face and so on. But now it's the style. And the scriptures, when the scriptures say that a man should not mar the edges of his beard, the point was that he should not do what the Egyptians did, and he should not look like them. He should look like an Israelite and not like an Egyptian. And the Egyptians were making all these funny shapes in their beard and so on. So it wasn't to take on these types of images. So you can be upkept, you can be neat and you know, and trimmed, but you just want to be careful. And ultimately, Yahweh is the one you should ask these questions to. If you're a man with hair, you don't want to cut it, or if you're a woman and you have long hair, how should you wear it? Ultimately, it's Yahweh's the one you should really pray to Yahweh. Yahweh, I don't want to create a distraction in a negative way, because creating a distraction in a positive way is a good thing. If you're creating attraction, distraction because you're too modest, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. But creating a distraction in a negative way, so yeah, I don't want to create a negative distraction. I don't want to cause any mental lust. I want to take on the appearance of if I'm a man, if a woman, a woman, and pray that. Now, if you're in a bikini with high heels or makeup, or even if you're going to work and a woman in a business suit, business attire with makeup, and Yahweh's not going to make you feel good about that. And if, so if you think he is, that's not his spirit talking to you, you know. And I mean, the reality is, and most, I mean, you tell me, you're a woman, most women know when they're dressed a certain way and heads turn, right?
Yep.
I mean, even,
and they do it intentionally too.
Yeah, I mean, they must like the attention, right? Yeah. So you're a woman, if you're dressing a certain way, if you're wearing extra lipstick to make your lips all, but you know when guys are looking at certain parts of your body and you enjoy the attention or not. And from what I think is, women enjoy the attention if they're, you know, interested in a guy or something. But if it's like somebody that they're not interested, all of a sudden they call that guy a pervert. But if they like that guy, they're like, oh, I'm honored. Yeah. You know, it's just I have a whole nother idea of just the world today and how it's so backwards, and it's really difficult to be women today, but it's really difficult to be men today as well, because you know, it's just a backwards world we live in here today. But again, I know there are people on here that know this, but does anyone see, and I don't contribute it just to the end times, but does anyone see and agree that now more than ever? Because for me, this last month, it's just been unbelievable what I've been seeing, and not just from non-believers, so-called believers as well. And for people to just act like it's normal and there's nothing wrong about it, we should be getting not upset, but concerned about this.
Yeah.
We should be getting concerned about this. And I don't want to be anywhere near it, and I'm never one to just run away and hide, but you know, I feel like I just don't want to be around it at all, but somebody has to be out there talking about this and so on. But, you know, it's like the same thing, you know, the other topics we speak about the food we eat, but, you know, about like the alcohol and drugs and so on. And somebody actually contacted me recently and said, oh, I know you don't agree with marijuana, and I know you don't agree with alcohol and stuff, but I drink and I smoke, and you know, and if it bothers you, well, you know, too bad, this is what I believe in, and so on. And I'm hearing this and I'm thinking, like, and this person calls himself, you know, a believer. It's not, I didn't say they're struggling with alcohol and smoking, they like do it and they enjoy it and they don't see anything wrong with it. And it's really, I think there's an emptiness in people that they have to, they need that attention, mm-hmm. or they need something. And if you're somebody out there that's suffering from this, the vanity or the immodesty attention or something, you need to question Yahweh about it. Like, what is it? What's missing in your life so much? Do you need other men or other women to value you and look at you like you're more than or less than a woman of Yahweh or a man of Yahweh, and just putting you at a flesh value. It's not a good thing. Yeah. So, you know, and okay, yes. So wait, let's see. Does anyone in this chat have an opinion? I don't think he is going to he's going to answer my question. I don't have much to wear. That's what I've been thinking about wearing to a gather. All right, so let's answer this question. Let me go back and find the question. If you want to post your question again, let's see. Okay. What about wearing a pair of jeans with a flannel tied around the waist to cover the behind? Is this still considered immodest? Let me change gears here, at least for tonight. Let me say this. Let me not tell you what's modest or immodest. Let me say that these are things to pray to Yahweh about. And I believe if you're bringing up the question alone, it's questionable. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a good thing you bring up the question. You know, I'm not the authority on this, because if you agree with me, then you're going to be like, great, you're going to feel good. And if you disagree with me, you're going to get upset at me. But I'm going to take myself out of this. And the question is, what about wearing a pair of jeans and a flannel tied around a waist? Do you believe that this is modest? Ask Yahweh that. Search out the scriptures and see what the scriptures say about this. You know, is modesty only about, you know, covering your backside if you're wearing jeans and so on? I mean, what about the front side of the jeans, you know, and so on? And if you're covering yourself front side and backside, well, now aren't you wearing just a dress over your jeans? You know, has that changed the thing a little? And what if it gets cold and you take that sweater off to put it on and so on? But that's my thing. If you have to go outside of your house and cover up or have a flannel around you so you're not showing off your backside, well, right there, that's kind of evident that you're wearing something that's immodest, you know. But I'm not gonna. I have another night. I'll go into and I'll discuss what I would see as modest or immodest in my opinion, based on from my understanding. But really, really, just pray about these things. So I'm trying to read the comments here.
Answer. Huh? That's the answer to that question.
So the answer is, if that's all you have, don't worry about it. Yeah. Yahweh understands you are making an effort to be modest and feminine, and that's all that matters. Yeah, well, I think Yahweh provides when we seek, and if we seek modest clothing, you know, it's a good thing. I think too many women out there, you know, have the idea of, you know, well, if that's all you have, don't worry. What do you think about that comment?
It's like the first time ever. I don't want to say something to offend, but I mean, yeah, I mean, as she said, if that's the only thing you have, then, you know, somehow that's all you have. But, I mean, I don't think necessarily that jeans are feminine, especially, obviously, if they are tight, they are obviously showing your whole figure. But, yeah, on the same hand, if that's all you have, that's all you have.
Well, yeah, so my idea of that would be is, if that's all you have, if all you have is something that you might not think is modest, and I'm not saying this is the situation with this, but if you think something might not be modest, I wouldn't necessarily say, well, that's all you got, so don't worry about it. I would say, well, until you get something, however, that might be, that you might feel more modest in, maybe limit where you're going or being, how you, who's viewing you, and so on. So if all you have is, let's say, immodest clothing or clothing that's not really, you know, preferable that you would want to wear, you know, if you have to be somewhere, you have to be somewhere, and you got to be somewhere. But let me put it this way. Okay. Let me try to be as, put it this way. If you're wearing something that in your mind is questionable, if it's truly modest or not, and there's two different streets to walk down, and one's a crowded, busy street, and another street is not as crowded, and it might be less men on that street, and less traffic on that street, and but it's still a safe street, it's just a lot less people. Well, then, you know, considering, you know, and even that street might be a little longer, it might not be shorter, just in that case, considering, if you feel there's something that might be not completely great about it, maybe just in that situation, instead of saying, well, I'm not going to worry about it, not that you should worry about it, but maybe just make a wise conscious choice and even go out of the way, maybe a little bit longer walk, just to be draw less attention to yourself. I think that might be a better way to view it than just don't worry about it, you know, and I'm not questioning your answer, because some people feel, well, I'm just not going to worry about it. But I think too many men and women don't worry about or think about this topic enough. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, it's not, we don't have modest clothing, so what can we do? Or modest clothing, you can't find modest clothing these days. Now, I'm not a woman. I don't want to be a woman or dress like a woman. But I know in my whole life, everywhere I've been, and I grew up in New York City and I've traveled the world, I don't think there's ever a situation that if I wanted to find modest clothing, I wouldn't be able to find it. I don't see how that reasoning or excuse or whatever one could ever prevail. That I just don't find any, there's just no modest clothing out there. Maybe I could see for a regular daily basis of, I'm going to work, I have trouble finding modest suits every day at work and something, but for one, for a particular situation, I mean, modest clothing, it's not, do you think it's difficult to find as a woman modest clothing?
No, I think it's just, it might be a bit, I don't want to say troubling, but at first for people to transition from wearing, let's say, tight clothing to then going and finding a dress that's loose, and it might not be their style, and then you sort of have to get used to wearing something extremely different. But I mean, there's always something to find. It's just a matter of, I guess, style and finding what you like
and where you're shopping too, and yeah, so on.
You can get stuff from the thrift store if you don't want to pay, you know, so much for new clothes. You can definitely find stuff at the thrift store as well.
Yeah, somebody's asking, do we have to cover with a scarf or can we wear a hat? Now, again, we're not here tonight, at least, to tell you what you have to or should be doing and so on. But just pray about these things. And if Yah puts it on your heart, or if you question what you're wearing, you really don't have to do anything. It really comes down to, the question shouldn't be, is, do I have to do this? The question should be, how could I best please Yah?
Mm-hmm.
That should be the question. And, you know, and yeah. And remember, it's not about, when we discuss this, when we're not getting into, is this a salvation issue or not? And in a degree, we're not even talking about sin. We're talking about how we can best please Yahweh.
Exactly.
You know, so let's see here. So Tom says, some interpret Genesis 3:21 to mean that we should all be wearing tunics that cover the form, men and women. I have nothing wrong with that. No. I have nothing wrong with that idea. And I think it wouldn't be a bad idea. I actually wish that's the way it was. Yes. Okay. And Yahweh's working on all of us. Trust me. I don't know many people in this world that had such a little respect for the idea of modesty than I had, or gave it a little less thought than I had. So it's not, you know, and still, I mean, we could do much better. We could still do much better. And we go back and forth with some ideas and we try certain things and, you know, but the challenge shouldn't be from the world though, but I mean, the sad thing is the Christians and the believers, that they have an issue with drawing good attention to yourselves.
Sorry, we're just reading your comments.
Yes, reading the comment. Well, yeah, it's we all want to improve, but the thing is, we should set good examples. And like I tell a lot of people, is you know, we're on a team, and we have to represent. And the uniform we wear, you know, expresses and shows what team we're on. And most times today, you can't tell the difference between worldly people and not worldly people. And scriptures always say, our attitude and a lot more is just beyond that. But let me give you a great example. So the other day, you know, I have a channel where I talk about fruit trees and growing fruit trees and so on. And somebody tells me they have this wonderful land with all these fruit trees, a place I didn't even know, and it's right near my house. And I was really excited to go there. I really was. So I want to film all these trees and so on. And so I'm getting ready to make plans to go there. And a guy tells me, oh, I forgot to tell you one thing, though. We're a nude community.
Oh, wow.
A nude community. And I was like, So the old me, I wouldn't care less about that. It doesn't mean I had to be nude. And it still doesn't mean I have to be nude. I could still go there. But everyone else there is nude. And I was like, that's going to create a problem. You know, and you know, I just don't want to put myself in that situation. And it's not like the Playboy Mansion where these like young women running around naked. I mean, it's mostly retired people, but still, I don't want to put myself in that situation.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And it's a new day with Rhett Palmer. How are you, ladies and gentlemen? And I'm sitting here with
Jimmy Shelton.
And Jimmy Shelton, actually, you were a pastor, right?
I was a pastor in Iowa for 25 years.
For 25 years. And there was a time where you knew nothing about Jesus. And I like the way you described it the other day, and so I've asked Jimmy to tell his story. It's an extraordinary story. So what did you do for a living, and how old were you prior to knowing Jesus?
Well, my dad actually was a commercial net fisherman, so I kind of grew up in his footsteps for a while. Also, I was installing carpeting and doing other jobs like that. So he kind of got me going the wrong direction. We lived right next door to the coconut.